If I had a grotto, it would demand capitalization. This is my grotto, I'd say. And you would know by the seriousness of my tone that my grotto was flaunting a capital G. I'd build it somewhere impossibly far away, but still, somehow, easy to reach. I'd do this for two reasons. One, no unwanted guests. Two, my own personal convenience. Ideally, my grotto would be a type of Fortean Super Sargasso Sea, another dimension where all lost things go, functioning as a temporary refuge for the misplaced or disorientated, both inanimate and living. The walls would be adorned with forgotten things, odd socks, pennies, toothbrushes, left-on ovens, passwords, toys, wedding rings, names, trains of thought, birthdays, languages, words, dreams, meaning, purpose, cats, dogs, grandma, granddad. All visitors would be permitted to come and go by spontaneous teleportation as and when they are lost or found. This lostness may manifest itself conceptually, emotionally, or literally. In this regard, my grotto will not discriminate. The wall of forgotten things will be as beautiful as it is sad. Its beauty will arise from its mishmash of artifacts united in their non-existence. The Florentine diamond will sparkle just as brightly as the Fox's Glacier Mint dropped down the back of Dave Tart's sofa 10 years ago. Its sadness will be impossible to describe and can only be felt when looking at, for instance, a disembodied childhood dream, so simple and pure and innocent. If you put your ear close to the dream, like you would to a shell at the beach, you might hear, through the white noise, a young voice wishing for pop stardom or a football career or invisibility. Like Pope's grotto, which will sometimes visit mine depending on the time of year, my grotto will have a spring. It will rise up from the lost city of Atlantis and fall in a perpetual rill, echoing through the cavern day and night in a gurgling, gushing, murmuring fashion. The sylphs and nymphs, the ones Pope failed to find, will also be at home in my grotto, and they will live in the quincunx of trees planted by the poet and since neglected, along with the word quincunx. These air spirits will sing lost melodies from millennia ago, and the verses from songs with choruses too catchy for the entirety of the thing to be worth remembering. And because I've always been at odds with the world, I probably won't leave my grotto often. And even when I do leave it, I won't really have left it. It'll still be there waiting for me to return at the end of every long and tedious day, until I'm eventually, finally, lost forever in a glorious, pataphysical state of eternal grottification.